Shir Gimel Hilchas Melicha continued. Yor Dea Yod Gimel Kislev Hei Tov Shin Mem Gimel November 29th, 1982 on Monday continued.
So, of Bishul, so we don't require mamish 24 hours if it's approximately 24 hours. Let's say, suppose you take a piece of nevela and you put it in water in a kli heter and you soak it in a kli heter for 23 hours and 31 minutes. It's approximately 24 hours. So according to Pri Chodosh, we'll already apply the aloche of Kom Sharet Mush. Even though we say Komush Meisleis, but it doesn't mean Mamish Meisleis. It doesn't mean Mamish Meisleis. It means Bikil. Approximately. What does it mean Bikil? Now, less than half an hour is considered like a mashu. So Mimele, if a certain eichel, let's say Nibele was soaked in the Kli Heter for 23 hours and 31 minutes. So there is a Mashu less than 24 hours. So we already applied the law of Komishari Gush. Mashayim King Ligabe, the Shiur of 24 hours, making it into a pogum, they will require full 24 hours, not 23 hours plus 31 minutes. Even 23 hours plus 59 minutes will not make it into pogrom. When will it become pogrom? It will become pogrom only if it will be, if it will stay inside the Deifen HaKli for full 24 hours. But suppose it will stay in the Deifen HaKli, not full 24 hours. It will stay in the Deifen HaKli only for 23 hours plus 59 minutes. It will not be pogrom. Mashenkin, in order to effect a din of mivushel, of kavush arei kavushel, so it's not necessary that it should be kavush full 24 hours. If it will be kavush for approximately 24 hours, it's also kavush. So mele the prichodosh is nisimen kufei is chilik on the shach. The shach says that if, let's say, you soaked at 9 a.m. Sunday morning in cold water in a pot, a piece of vessel, and you kept it there till 9 a.m. Monday morning. Then you took out this chitchas vessel, and you put in another chitchas vessel. You changed the water, and you filled it up with other water. And you put in another chitchas vessel, and you kept the second chitchas vessel. You kept in the water till 9 a.m. Tuesday morning. So the shach says that the second chitchas vessel is also mutaveved, because the shach shita is, the shach shita is that in view of the fact that both halachas are based upon the shiur misres, the halacha of kavush arei kavushel depends upon the shiur of misres, and the halacha of a bria staying in an innate state in the Deifen HaKli for 24 hours depends upon 24 hours. So both require 24 hours. So the mele, the shach says, the second chitchas basar that stays in a soak state from 9 a.m. Monday morning to 9 a.m. Tuesday morning cannot become osir, because when is the dam niflat and absorbed by the second chitchas basar? After the 24 hours. After the 24 hours, it's already pogrom, because it already stayed for 24 hours inside the Deifen HaKli. But the Chodesh says, no, the second chitchas basar will be osir, because in order to make it pogrom, we require full 24 hours. But in order to make it kavush kemevushel, even a much less than 24 hours, it's already kemevushel. So in other words, if, let's say, you put in a chitchas basar at 9 a.m. Sunday morning, in water, in a pot, and you kept it till 9 a.m. Monday morning, 9 a.m. Monday. So that was bileya. That was bileya a chatichas. So that was bileya. That was bileya dam. And then you put in another chatichas basar in it. Bileya another chatichas basar in it. So mimele. And you took it out, the Adach Tichas Basar, you took out 9 a.m. Tuesday morning. But at 8:35 Tuesday morning, so it was already nearby in the basar. Even though it did not involve 24 hours, but it involved approximately 24 hours. So the dam that was niflat, that was absorbed by the Deifen HaKli Monday morning, so was niflat Tuesday morning at 8:35 from the Deifen HaKli and absorbed by the second chitchas basar. And at that time, it wasn't pogrom as yet. So it's osir. But even according to the Prichodosh, suppose you soak chitchas basar at 7 a.m. Sunday morning, and you keep it there in a soak state till 7 a.m. Monday morning. Till 7 a.m. Monday morning. And then, let's say, at 8 a.m. you keep it there till 7 a.m. Monday morning. And then you spill out of the water. Then an hour later, then let's say, and you keep it there till 8 p.m. You keep the first tichas basa from 7 a.m. Sunday morning till 8 a.m. Monday morning, 25 hours, and then at 8 a.m. you spill out that water, and you fill it up. You take out the first tichas basa. You spill out the water, you change the water, and you put in another tichas basa. And you put in another tichas basa, and you keep it there, the other tichas basa, you keep there from 8 a.m. Monday morning till 8 a.m. Tuesday morning. So then, even according to Prechodosh, the second tichas basa should be osa. Why? Because when did the 24-hour period expire? At 7 a.m. Monday morning. So at 7 a.m. Monday morning, dam was niflat from the first chatiche, and it was absorbed by the Deif HaNakli. So it became absorbed by the Deif HaNakli at 7 a.m. Monday morning. Now then, at 8 a.m. Monday morning, you put Echtichas Boso. So then, at 7:35. So at 7:35, so then it's already, let's say 7:31, when the second Echtichas Boso absorbed the dam from the Deif HaNakli. So at that time, it was already more than 24 hours. It had already stayed in the Deif HaNakli for more than 24 hours. So by the time it is absorbed by the second Tichas Boso, so it's already problem. So maybe according to the Prechodosh, it would be Muda. In that case. However, the Shita of the Kreisir place is that even in that case, it would be Osa. Because the crazy place says that when we say that kovush arei kumbushu, we apply only in a case when it has been kovush for 24 hours. It doesn't mean that if you are kivish, let's say a chtichas boso, or let's say that has dam, you are kivish it in water. So let's say at 7 a.m. Sunday morning, you put a chtichas boso in mayim, and then you keep it there till 7 a.m. Monday morning. So it doesn't mean that nothing happens in the course of the 24 hours. And as the clock Monday morning sounds at 7 o'clock, rings 7 o'clock, so then all the drops of dam become nivla from the Chtichas Boso and become absorbed in the Deif. It's not the Stavra that it happens that way. In other words, it's a gradual process. So in other words, when we say that Kovush Arei Kuvushu requires Kvishe 24 hours, so it doesn't mean that the 24 hours nothing happens, and then all of a sudden, when 24 hours expire, so then the dam from the Chtichas Boso becomes Nivla, becomes Niflat from the Chtichas Boso, and it's Nivla the Deif HaNakli. No, it's a gradual process. So the first minute that you are kevishet, so a tiny droplet of dam is niflat and is absorbed, and then the next minute an infinitesimal droplet of dam is niflat and is absorbed, but until 24 hours expire, so it's not the layup a sufficient quantity that it could give a tam in the Chtichas Boso, or a tam in the Kelei. Mashen came in the course of 24 hours, so there is a substantial quantity of Isa, Niflat and Nivla. But it doesn't mean that 24 hours, nothing happens, and then everything is niflat and niflat. So mimele, that means that if, now you see in Simen Kufei, you turn to Simen Kufei. Now you look in Simen Kufei, in the Shach, Siv Gimel. Now, the sixth big line. In Siv Gimel, the sixth big line, So he says, Kosavui after the two dots. Kosavui Saveta. Klalamet. Dintes. Cholof Tofi. Nat Mulach. Sheshom Isles. Bigdiro Mudacha Shel Boso. Pasiemo. So in other words, suppose you pour in milk in a clean pot of bosso. Basiemo. What does it mean, basiemo? In other words, that pot of bosso is a basiemo. That means, let's say at 7 o'clock in the morning, you cooked bosso in that pot. Then you washed it out, you cleaned it out, and at 8 o'clock in the morning, you filled it up with milk. And you kept it there. So cholof tofil sheshor. So at 8 o'clock, let's say Sunday morning, you poured in milk into that pot that has a bli of boso, because at 7 o'clock you cooked boso in it, so it has a bli of boso. At 8 o'clock, you poured in milk into that pot. So and you kept it there from 8 o'clock Sunday morning till 8 o'clock Monday morning. Cholof tofi, sheshor misles, bigdilom mikol medachas, shel boso basiemo, asurin afilu bidevet, v'yohadin, lishor heter, sheshor ubichli shel isa ben yin. So he says, so that's what the isa heter says. So if you took a fleshik apart, and you poured in milk, let's say at 8 a.m., and it has a bli of boso, and you kept it there for 24 hours, so that milk becomes osea. Why does that milk become osea? Because even though the milk is cold, because kovishari kemushal, so in the course of 24 hours, so the boso that is bisei hakli, that is bulua, bisei hakli, was niflat from the kli, and it was absorbed by the milk. So the milk is bosa b'cholo. That's what the Isaveta says. So the Shach is masikar. The Shach says, V'teime, kim do'inase kovush l'acham isles, imkeh acham isles, neisin tam livdam. So let's take an example where you finish cooking it at 8 o'clock. At 7 o'clock you put bosa in that pot. And at 8 o'clock, the boso boiled. The boso was cooked. So then he took out the boso, he cleaned it out, and he filled it up with cold water, and he cleaned it out, and he filled it up with cold milk. He filled it up with cold milk, and he kept the cold milk from 8 a.m. Sunday till 8 a.m. Monday. So the Isaveta says, at 8 a.m., when he empties out the milk from that pot at 8 a.m. one day, you cannot drink the milk. Because that milk is a chavetz of vasa b'chalom. Like milk that was, as if that milk had been boiled in the same pot. Suppose at 8 o'clock Sunday, instead of filling it up with cold milk, he would have boiled milk in that pot. It would have become osa, because he just was bilei abosol. Now, the bosol will be nivla in the milk. So now, that instead of boiling the milk at 8 o'clock Monday, so he filled it up with milk at 8 o'clock, at 8 o'clock Sunday, and he kept it there, the cold milk, till 8 o'clock Monday, so memele, the bli of bosol was niflat at the bli of bosol was niflat from the day fenakli and was absorbed by the milk. That's what the Isaveta says. So the Shach is Masik, he says, when is it niflat? At 8 a.m. Monday. At 8 a.m. Monday, so the bosol particles, the minute bosol particles, are niflat. Apogom. So what do I care? This Tam Livgam is Muda. That's what the Shach says. So then, the Mogavrom agrees with the same Shite as the Prichodesh in Kufay. So the Matayenis, you see here on the margin, the Matayenis, Kosev Yisa, Yisavet, Hol of Tovim Sheshol Mislas, Bidor Medachar, Sopas Abaseimu, Vitei Mekim Nasi Kol Bishlach Mislas, Nis Tam Mugam Mutach, Umogavrom Birachayim, is the same Shite like the Prichodesh in Simen Kufay. ומגרבום ברחיים סימן טוב סמר ד' רוצה לאימא והבגימה והבליה בואים כאן אין שום. So what it means really is, so it is also, the Mogavrom says. He says the same thing like the Prichodosh. And what it means is, because he boiled, he cooked bosol, he finished cooking bosol at 8 a.m. Sunday. So it was Beloya bosol at 8 a.m. Sunday. Then he took out the bosol, he cleaned it out, and he filled it up with cold milk. And he kept it there till 8 a.m. Monday. So when does that bosol, so according to Prichodosh and Mogavrom, when are the particles of bosol niflat into the milk, not at 8 a.m. Monday, but at 7:31 Monday. At 7:31 Monday. At 7:31 Monday, it's already niflat. It's Kom Sharin Kubushu, because approximately it represents a 24-hour interval, even though it's not full 24 hours, but Pogum it isn't. In order to become Pogum, there must be full 24 hours. So that's why the Mogavrom says, that it's Osa. But the Matayenism assumed that what the Mogavrom means, not that the Mogavrom means that Kom Sharin Kubushu takes effect in an approximately 24-hour period. But he says, in full 24-hour period. But he says, but there has to be, in order to become Pogum, there has to be a fraction of a second over and above 24 hours. That's how the Matayenison understood the Mogavrom. So he asks, after all, it's humanly impossible. When you take out the Chtichas Bosol, let's say it boils, the meat boils at 8 a.m. Sunday morning. You take it out, and then you fill it up with milk. That also takes a few seconds. So memele, it should become osa. That's his kashi. But the answer is, he doesn't mean that abgime vabliye boim keechot mamish upon the expiration of 24 hours. So it's boim keechot. He means the bliye is born when it's approximately 24 hours. The bliye. The Kobush Arei Kumbushel takes effect in an approximately 24-hour period. But the Pogum takes effect in at the expiration of full 24 hours. So the melee, it's not difficult. They in the hobby cloud. The Zei Yefsha, Rag the Tekev Sheitzi Avoso, Min HaKoro, Huson HaKholov, Velo Yipzik HaFle Rega, Din Lin Kein, Habgim Lukeidem, Vizei Yefsha, it's humanly impossible. I mean, there is always a fraction of a second, no matter how quick he acts, but there has to be one rega, one moment. But he is chelik on the Shach also. But love me time of the Mognavrom. But the Pshat in the Mognavrom is not that that the Book of Mormon is referenced to an ideal situation that is humanly impossible. What the Book of Mormon and the Prichodosh mean is that the Kovush Ari Kumbushel takes effect in an approximately 24-hour period, but that Nesin Tam Livgam takes effect in full 24-hour period. So, but this is, but the Mati Innocent says something else. And what the Mati Innocent says, choice who tam kolush while tam kolush kozu loyamrino tam kika at same of our choice should need maratam at the name of tam kika with his atam shiotso with his atam shiotso feeling of our choice in the pagan ragnesia atam shiotso the men who are of our choice the high gabe loyamrino may say tam with gamuta רק בהם שכל הטעם הוא פגן, ובזה צודקו דברי ריסה, והצע בלי דימוי. And what the crazy place, Matthias, says, is very mistaken. It seems to be more in consonance with the Matthias. In other words, it doesn't mean Kovushari Kumbushul requires 24 hours. So it doesn't mean that if you are Kivishet for 23 hours, then nothing happens. But if you are Kivishet for 24 hours, then the Yisra is Niflat and it's absorbed by Heta. That everything takes place in the course of that second when the clock strikes 24 hours, I mean, that's not the Sabbath. In other words, it's a gradual process. Kobushari Kambushla is a gradual process. So let's say, suppose Yakevich and Echo in Mayim. So it doesn't mean Yakevich in Mayim at 7 a.m. Sunday morning. So it doesn't mean that nothing happens until 7 a.m. Monday morning. But at 8 a.m., so it's Pelit and it's Nivra. At 9 a.m., it's a certain sample is Nifrat and is Nivra. At 10 a.m., but until 24 hours expire, so the amount of the quantity of Brie is not substantial enough to give a real time, to only give a time kodesh. But in the course of 24 hours, so such a madikum of Brias Iser takes place that it's capable of giving a time. So Mimele only, so when can we apply the aloche of Nesim Tam Lugam? Only if the bulk, if the major portion of the plita and the blie was spoken. But if the major portion of the plate and the blie was not in the pogum state, was in the mishubach state, then it is us. In other words, according to the Mati Yenesi, so let's say, suppose you cooked boso at 8 a.m. Sunday morning, you finish cooking boso, and then you immediately took out the boso, and you filled it up with milk, cold milk, and you kept the milk in that pot from 8 a.m. Sunday to 8 a.m. Monday. So of course the milk is awesome. Even though at the time when the 24-hour period expires, when is that? 8 a.m. Monday. So it's already pogum, but it doesn't mean that until 8 a.m. Monday, no particle of boso, no minute particle of boso was nivra in the milk. No, at you poured in the milk at 8 a.m. Sunday morning, so at nine a.m. Sunday morning, there was a minute quantity of Brias boso absorbed by the milk. At 10, another minute portion of boso, of particles of boso, were absorbed by the milk. At 10 a.m., an additional minute portion, sample of particles of boso, were absorbed by the milk. At 11 a.m., an additional particles of boso were niflat from the Deif and Akli and absorbed by the milk. At 12, and at 1, and at 2, it's a gradual process. But if somebody would ask, can I drink the milk? Can I drink from the milk at 1 p.m.? So the answer would be yes, because the portion of milk, the quantity of boso contained in that milk is less than 1/60. It doesn't give a tam. It's a tam kodesh. It doesn't give a real tam. But after 24 hours, so then it will give a substantial time. So there will be so many particles, minute particles, of boso, niflat, from the Devan Akli, and absorbed by the milk, that when you drink the milk, and if you have expertise in detecting timing, so then you'll be able to detect, and you'll be able to say, this milk has a tam boso. But if you'll drink the milk, let's say, 5 hours after you filled it up with milk, after you poured it into the pot, so then you won't feel a tam boso. But it doesn't mean that all the particles of boso are niflat at 8 a.m. Monday. I mean, it's not reasonable to say a thing like that. What is it? I mean, the particles of boso, they keep on waiting until it rings 8 o'clock Monday morning, then they start coming out from the Devan Akli and they become absorbed by the milk. It's a gradual process. But until 24 hours expire, so it's not it doesn't accumulate to a sufficient quantity of basar that it could give a tam of basar on the milk. Some mele, he says that in view of the fact, so according to the case you place here, so if you cook basar at 8, you finish cooking basar in the pot at 8 a.m. Sunday, and then you take out the basar, you clean out the pot, and you fill it up with cold milk, and you keep it there for 24 hours till 8 a.m. Monday morning, so that milk is osa. That milk is osa. Even though a little bit of the blie is pogum, but the bulk of the blie is not pogum. Only those particles that were niflat after 8 a.m. Monday morning is pogum. But the other particles of basar that were constantly kept on being niflat in the course of the 24 hours are meshuvah. So in what case will the crazy place here agree that the milk is muter? In the case, suppose you finish cooking basar at 8 a.m. Sunday morning. Then you take out the basar, you clean out the pots, everything. And then you keep it empty, you keep it idle. You keep it idle from 8 a.m. Sunday morning till 9 p.m. Sunday night. Then at 9 p.m. Sunday night, so then you pour the milk into it and you keep it there till 9 p.m. Monday night. Then the crazy place will also agree that the chalav at 9 p.m. Monday night is muta b'shir. Why? Because in that case, so when you fill it up at 9 p.m. With milk, with cold milk, at 9 p.m. So then it will immediately, minute particles of basar will immediately at 9 p.m. start being niflat and be absorbed by the milk. So those particles of basar that will be niflat at 10 p.m. will have a tam shubach, not a tam pogum, because it will still be only, it will only be 14 hours. They have stayed in the day of Nakli only for 14 hours. Then it doesn't become pogum. It becomes pogum only after it had stayed 24 hours in the day of Nakli. Then it becomes pogum. But after staying 14 hours, so it's a tam shubach. So then at 11 o'clock, more minute particles of basar will be niflat from the deif nakli and be absorbed by the milk. Those minute particles again are mishubach. And all the particles that will be niflat from 9 p.m. up to 9 p.m. Sunday night up to 8 a.m. Monday morning in the course of 11 hours will be mishubach. But after that, from 8 a.m. Monday morning till 9 p.m. Monday night, in other words, in the course of 13 hours, all the particles that will be niflat, all the particles, minute particles of basar that will be niflat from the deif nakli in the interval between 8 a.m. Monday morning and 9 p.m. Monday night, those 13 hours will be pogum. So on the whole, when there will be enough particles of basar in the milk at 9 p.m. Monday night to give it tam, so the bulk of those particles will have it tam mishubach or tam pogum. Only tam pogum. So in such a case, it will be muter even according to the crazy place. I discussed all the shittes because it has to do with the shach. Because the shach says here, so he says, so there's the shach shite here and there's the shach shite the Shachshita in Simin Kufay, bought the Prichodosh and the Mogna Avrom, Achelik, and then the Kreis Eplesi is also Achelik. So these are the three Shittas. All right.
If it wasn't a qualitative tam, a busser, in other words, in the first 24...
Excuse me, it was the Alex's question. Now I want again to mention, and please mention to...
Shir Dalad and Melecha Yoredea Tesbov Kislev Hetov Shemem Gimel, December 1st, 1982, on Wednesday.
Thoroughly bored. I told him once.
Now the Taz, see power. So Vadia Habosom, Kaden Lich, the best human is yourself, maybe they stand. La Doctor Michel. Oeho, Mishudan Biel, Shua Habosom, Shina Melach Mafrit, our Dama Bolua Shulach, Avalur Machin is Yavish Alpono. The Miadiho is a trio if we were not going to Minsk, Techtikas Bosom. Before Melichet, Yishlochus, Shemo, Acha, Shianiach, Melichet, Dam, Vitzir, Yemita, Vilenu. That's the time of the Ro. And according to Primogodim's understanding of the time of the Ro, so that you are only Chet Sheishles till Livet. Because he says, Melichet, Dam, Vitzir. So the Primogodim assumed that it means after it will cease being Pelit, Dam, and Tzir, and that is after Yidvei Shoyz. According to most Rishonim, according to some Rishonim, Echtichas Bosor keeps some being pilot, seer for 24 hours, but most Rishonim it's in late choice. So the question is, who leaves Echtichas Bosor for the wrong time? So it's way plural. But what we said, that the Pshat in the Roy is something else. He doesn't mean, Sheishloch Hoshem Alaniach, Shem Alachash Yaniach, Melifli Dam Vitziah. After it will see to terminate the plate of dam, and they'll also terminate the plate of tzia, which is Yidvei Shoyz. It means because for the first 80 minutes in a state of meliche, so the Chtichas Bosor is pele tzia, of course, and is pele dam also, and then it is pele in abundance because there is a lot of dam. See, after the 80 minutes, after the Shion meal, so then all the dam that is going to be niflet is niflet already. It doesn't mean that all the dam is niflet, but the other dam will not be niflet even in the course of Bishon. So what does it continue to be pale tzir? But the tzir is a dover muet, relatively speaking, as compared with the volume of dam that is niflet in the first 80 minutes, so the tzia that is niflet after the dam stopped being niflet is relatively dover muet. So mele, when the horse says shem lacha sheyaniach meniflet dam v'tzia, after the combination of dam and tzia will stop being niflet. So that means after 80 minutes. So mele, it's not a milsa v'nishchicha. And that is the in other words, the Roshi is like Rashi and Chum. We learned the various Shittas. Rashi Shittin Chum is that only as long as Echtichas Bosor is Trudo, Lifley Dam. So what does it mean, Dam? Dam and Tzir together. The first 80 minutes, the Shio Mil. So then it's Lui Bola. Masha'inke, after it is. After the Shio meal has expired, so then it can be Belaya. But according to Rashi, doesn't mention Nisyabish, yes Nisyabish, not Nisyabish. Rashi doesn't mention. So from Rashi, it's Mashma that after the Shio meal has expired, so then it can be Pele, it can absorb, it can be Belaya. The Dam shall gabo, whether it dried up or it didn't dry up. Masha'inke in the Ro holds that if it didn't dry up, then even though it's not totally flayed, it still couldn't be belayed. But only the droplets that are dried up, then the Chtichas Bosor can be belayed. So this is the Roshi. Tam, yes?
The Roshi doesn't repeat the difference between what Rashi says in Pulin and the Roshi.
From Rashi Shita, it's Mashma, that after the Shion meal has expired, so then the Chtichas Bosor can be belaya. The dam shall gather, whether it dried up or it's moist. Even if it's moist, it didn't dry up. It can still be belaya. It still can be belaya. In other words, In other words, like the shita of the smag and the smack. The smag and the smack say that the reason is why you have to be two wings, because melach has a double capacity. First, it has the potential of being muffly the internal down, and then it has the potential of absorbing, of being mavliya, the external down. The external down. But as long as it's told leaflet down, so then it cannot be malaya. But the moment it stopped being pilled down after the shiur meal, so then through the melach. So it can be nivla even if it's moist. And the Rosh Ite, the Rosh modifies the shita of Rashi. He holds that even after it stopped being pilled, all the dam that it is pilled, so it will not be able to be mavliya, moist droplets of dam, only droplets that dried up. Alright, now Tam Beis that the Bishop mentions is the shite of the ram. Mishum shi ischake chaposo v'yitzidom yal menuiche she'im yein likha shalpono v'yikeya v'melech le'yitzidom v'yitzidom v'nire v'bihopli ha'yei she'im the Tazi is a little strange v'bihopli ha'yei she'ischim v'yei shmatir. I mean, why does the Taz have to bother even explain the difference between the two pshotim? Of course there is a big difference according to the Ran. So according to the Ran, so the whole purpose is to soften the koso, and according to the Ro, so the purpose is to prevent the blie of the external droplets of dam after they dry up. But he wants to explain what naftiminis, what practical naftiminis. So he says, "Behopli, hayesei no yesh matir." So a practical nafkimine, one practical nafkimine is in regard to the case where he made a meliche without adoche. What is discussed in Siv Beis. Now, again, it is a little strange. The Bais Yosef mentions the Tam Mishum Shishachi Shabot, Shachi Chaboso, V'yitzidom Yal Melicha. So who really says that Pshat? Emphasize the Pshat, the Ram. The Rosh says this, but he says something else too. You see, the Ram doesn't say that if you don't rinse the Chtichas Boso, Kedem Melicha, so then the Melicha has the potential of being Mafliya the Dam Sheber. He doesn't say it. Who says that? The smag and the smag. And the Rosh combines the lomdes of the Rosh with, I'm sorry, the lomdes of the smag and the smag, and the lomdes of the Ram. You see, the smag and the smag, they don't mention a thing about softening up the boss. So it's mashal from them, whether you do rinse it, you don't rinse it. So the Chtichas Bosor is capable of, or the Melicha is capable of extracting the dam. But the smag say, no, you have to rinse it in order to wash off the droplets. Otherwise, the same melach that is maflit will be mavliya, the external dam. That's what the smag says. And the Ran says, if you're not madiach, so then it's relatively hard, and Meliche will not be effective in extracting the dam. That's what the Ram says. But then the Rosh mentions a combination of both concepts. He says like this, the Rosh. In other words, if you're not madiach, then unlike the Ram, so from the Ram it's mashma, if you're not madiach, it's incapable of extracting dam, Meliche. The Rosh says, even if you are not madiach, it is still capable of extracting. The melicha is still capable of extracting dam, but it will not do a good job. The melicha, in other words. So in other words, he means that it is without a doche, so it's relatively hard. If it's relatively hard, the melicha can still extract dam, but not sufficiently, not in a full way. If not in a full way, so then. Some of the dam will not even be nifrat. Some of the dam will be taki. that are destined to come out of the bishul will not come out of the minichay if you don't rinse it. And then, so the mele, the dam shebe'en can be nivla. And even the dam that does come out, the internal dam that does come out, after coming out, it might be nivla yet. This is what the Rosh says. So actually, when the Bais Yosef says, they mention the second time, she is chachach habosav yisidom al mereche. So she mikvash upon of me kiya v'melach v'yitzidom. That's the Ram, not the Rosh, but the Rosh also is based upon the oneness of the Rosh Svore. The Rosh Tam represents a combination of the oneness of the Ram and the oneness of the Smag. So here, when the Bais Yosef mentions Tam Beis, it's really the Ram, not the Rosh, but the Taz mentions the Rosh. All right. Kayish batirin shu Rosh sfir le atam shein u mishum hoche midam le liboso. I made a mistake. When the Taz says here, Dibhok Liga Yishis Vish Matirin, so the Yish Matirin Melabladoch at Hilka Yish Matirin Shu Rosh, he was not referring to Tam Beis Mishishu Yisrachir. He's referring to the Yish Matirin in Siv Beis, not the Tam Beis. I'm sorry. So, for a moment, I assume, because he mentions Tam Rishin, Tam Alev, Tam Beis. Then he says, Venira de Brokli, Ayish Seim Yish Matir, and Yemel Achul Yadu, 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 Shua Tam Hashem, Umshim Hoche, Midam Lei Liboso Shenim Lach. So that's true, that he says that the Yesh Matirin of the Rosh Svir Le Atam Hashem, that Atam HaBeis Mishim Sheyishachich. But it's not really the Ran Shite, you see. It's not really the Ran Shite. It is a combination of the Ran Shite and the Smak Shite. All right. So he says, Tayish Matirin Shio Rosh Svir Le Atam Hashem. Atam Hashem. That means that the Tam Ish Mishum Sheyishachich. But it's not exactly that the Rosh adapts the Ran Shite. It's a combination of the Ran Shite and the Smak Shite. All right. Umishimoche mitamel liboso shenimlach shenosnu. So then he mentioned the name of the Sifra Tumeis. So boso shenimlach shenosnu al boso shenimlach. So one shite is that it is osea, and the Sifra Tumeis says it's muta. Why? Because even though you place a pechtichas boso that was nimlach on top of pechtichas boso that shaloi nimlach and is in the state of soul. In other words, this tichas boso was already nimlach. So all the dam came out, and then this tichas boso. Boso shenimlach. In other words, this tichas boso was nimlach, and it's in a state of salt. He just salted it, and it's in a state of salt, so it's being paled down. And then he puts a raw hatiche that is not nimlach on top of the salted hatiche that is being paled down. It's being paled down. So the Sifra Truma says